This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. As many as 14,000 customers in the Denver metro were without power this afternoon. As storms passed over the Front Range, parts of the metro area remain under a flood advisory. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has been clear that she does not like the debt ceiling compromise that was signed into law, but her reasons for missing last week's vote have been unclear.
This past weekend, Western Slope Congresswoman Lauren Boebert said she missed the Wednesday night vote on whether to raise the debt ceiling on purpose. She called it a no-show protest.
No excuses. I was ticked off. They wouldn't let me do my job, so I didn't take the vote.
But CNN released video of Boebert running up the stairs to the House chamber as if she were rushing to make the vote. And that night, in recording how she would have voted, she said she was unavoidably detained. A statement she put out after the vote also made no mention that she missed it in protest. CPR News reached out to Boebert's office for further clarification, but has not received a response. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The recent rainstorms have raised the flood risk at several wildfire burn scars in north central Colorado. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated risk of flash floods at the Cameron Peak burn scar in Larimer County, the East Troublesome burn scar in Grand County, and the Calwood burn scar in Boulder County. Forecasters say the biggest threat is between 1 and 6 p.m. for the next few days. If you're going to be in this area, be prepared to move to higher ground if heavy rain starts falling. And those areas are actually on alert for flash floods, flash flood warnings right now. So again, be on alert. You're listening to CPR News. Stay here.